Welcome to the program, Warning. This week I'm discussing hell. Yesterday I left off with a story of a man that had died. He was a convict. His name was George Lennox. I don't have time to go into the details of it. You need to order yesterday's video. But he was buried alive and remained buried alive for 2 solid hours. When they dug him out, the physician announced him dead. He was pronounced dead again by the penitentiary physician. Now, what he described as his soul left his body. He went through an area where a being rowed him across water. He came to another area where a being, we could call it a demon, and these beings are demons, where it led him again to a perpendicular mountain, leading him into a very dark area where again another being led him through a very dark valley. There were 2 roads, one narrow and one large. He followed that road, and another being led him further. Well, let me describe one of the beings for you. It says, presently I was met by a being that is utterly impossible for me to describe. I can only give you a faint idea of his dreadful appearance. He resembled a man somewhat, but was much larger than any human being I ever saw. He must have been at least 10 feet high. He had great wings on his back. He was black as the coal I was digging, and in a perfectly nude condition. In other words, this huge monster was naked. Appearance of a man with huge wings, although very, very fearsome and ugly. He had a great spear in his hand, the handle of which had been fully 15 feet in length. Anyway, this is the type of demons that were escorting him to hell, and through hell. His eyes shone like balls of fire, his teeth white as pearl, seemed fully 1 inch long. His nose, if you could call it a nose, was very large, broad, and flat. His hair was very coarse, heavy, and long. It hung down on his massive shoulders. His voice sounded more of the growls of a lion. I'll tell you, if you don't understand the horrors of hell, I pray right now as we are discussing it, the Holy Spirit bears witness to your soul. If you've never seen a demon, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that tonight God wakes you up and shows you a demon. Let you see a demon in your dreams. Let you come out of this apathy. Let you understand there's a heaven and there's a hell. It says his guide directed him to a location and left him as this demon had to go and get other souls. In other words, other people that had died and the spirits left their bodies. Again, I'm leaving out a lot of details. Please telephone my office, 360-629-5248, and order this complete series, video series on hell. It says that another being then escorted him, another demon, further into hell and told him, you are in hell. For thee all hope is fled. As thou pass through the mountain on thy way, thou didst hear the groans and shrieks of the lost as they call for water to cool their parched tongues. And we described it a little bit yesterday as he went through the valley of hell, how people were screaming by the millions for water, water, water. It is along that passage there is a door that opens into the lake of fire. This is soon to be thy doom. Then it goes on. It says, just before I could see, as far as the eye could reach, that literal lake of fire and brimstone. Huge billows of fire would roll over each other, and great waves of fiery flame would dash against each other and leap high in the air like the waves of the sea during a violent storm. On the crest of the waves, I could see human beings rise, but soon to be carried down again to the lowest depths of this awful lake of fire. Born on the crest of these awful billows, for a time their curses against a just God would be appalling, and their pitiful cries for water would be heartrending. This vast region of fire echoed and re-echoed with the wails of those lost spirits. Presently I turned my eyes to the door through which I had a few moments before entered, and I read these awful words, this is thy doom. Eternity never ends. Shortly I began to feel the earth give way under my feet, and I found myself sinking down into the lake of fire. Indescribable thirst for water now seized upon me, and calling for water, my eyes opened in the hospital prison. Again, if you follow the story yesterday, as they were carrying him, 2 other prisoners carrying him to the coffin to bury him, God allowed his spirit to come in his body to come back and tell this story. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so, so very important that you have a clear understanding. And I believe a clear, clear fear. Let me say it again. A fear of God. Now, I know that today people are trying to say, oh, you're trying to scare people into heaven. Well, if I could scare you into heaven, I would. If I could slap you into heaven, I would. Do you understand that you love your children? So you speak to them. You warn them. Do not go in the street. Do not go into that lion's den, or you'll be killed. Yes, you're putting fear into them, but you want to save their life. Today, out of the smoke delusion, a smoke screen that the enemy wants us to fail to understand. He's trying to put a smoke screen, trying to use words to stop us from speaking the truth. So people continue to go into an area of apathy, into an area where they're not afraid of God, where they don't believe there's a heaven or a hell. Or if they do believe there's a heaven, everyone's going to heaven. Nobody's going to hell. Hell is what you make life on earth, which is a total lie. The Bible says Jesus warns you, do not go to hell, because later on you'll be cast into the lake of fire on judgment day. Do not go there. This whole week we've been giving testimonials. We've been reading scripture that says just this, that hell is literal. We've been giving testimonials of people coming back from the dead, pronounced clinically dead, where doctors have come back from the dead. And they have given their testimonies of what they have seen in hell, how they repented. God saw in his mercy, showed them the lake of fire. They're begging people, do not go to hell, because you will eventually be sentenced to the lake of fire.